times. I think our very special guest in the studio with us right now, Rachel Kitchen, is on radio, I think, for the first time, is it?
Yes, the first time.
Well, welcome to you. Yay. Nice to have you along for the ride and for the show. You're a pet sitter.
Yes.
And the company is called Blue Ginger Pet Sitters.
Yes.
What a lovely name. Where did you find that name?
Ginger is from my previous cat, I passed on. And then the blue is short for Blueberry, another cat that
You know what I actually thought it was? I thought I had an idea.
Yes.
Lots of cats are called Ginger, particularly if they are male.
Yeah.
Because most Ginger cats are male. I think all of them are.
I was a female.
Was yours a female?
Yes.
Oh, you see, what do I know about pet sitting?
We learn something every day.
But we were very interested to talk about interesting side hustles.
Yes.
Because I think that this is a kind of career that, well, it's an excellent side hustle. I suppose it could become a full-blown career.
Yes.
How do you view it?
I'm doing it full-time. Like, I am studying, but I'm booked like every weekend, so it's full-time.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. So tell us, what does a pet sitter do?
So a pet sitter stays over at the client's house, and they feed, play, and walk the dog or walk the cat. They stay over.
So okay. You actually look after the animals in their space. Because that's so important.
Yeah.
Because animals feel very threatened, I think, if there is change.
Yeah, and removed from their habitat.
From their environment. I think it's very cruel to... Well, not cruel, but it's awful. I used to hate when we used to, back in the day, put our animals in kennels when we went away. They just got so stressed by it. Yeah?
Yeah,
much better to have someone kind and gentle. But it's not always easy looking after other people's pets because, well, other people's pets are like other people's kids.
Yeah.
You know, so how do you go about it?
Well, I do like have many different clients, but like everyone has like different needs and I just adjust it to their needs. Like some don't like to be walked, like don't want their dogs walked, and then some do. So I just like adjust it.
So each case is individual each client has individual requirements and their pets respond to those requirements. And typically, how long do you sit for or do you look after a pet for?
It's usually like a weekend. I usually do weekends, but I sometimes do a 24/7 pet sitting where I can't leave, or sometimes I can just go out, but it's usually like for a weekend or a few days.
Okay.
Well, the longest I've done recently is 16 days.
And what are some of the biggest challenges you face?
The biggest challenges is maybe just like... Like some of the clients, like their needs, like I maybe don't agree with, but then I just have to like do it. I don't know.
Do you find that animals each they have their own personalities and their own temperaments, and you've got to be able to read them?
Yes, like there's some nervous dogs, like the rescue dogs are very nervous. But I do find with rescue dogs is I always walk them first. Because walking creates like a bond between the dog, and I actually find they're always calm after the walk.
So like it's like anything, getting to know you, and they discover very quickly that you are a friend, or you're there to look after them, and then you're accepted into the the family that way.
Yes,
you've got to be very. I was going to use the word sensitive, but I suppose it's more than that. You need to have an affinity for animals. You couldn't do this job if you didn't like animals, I presume.
No, I love animals. I have got a certificate in dog and puppy behavior. I did that 3 years ago.
How did you find that course?
It was online through Friends of the Dogs. It was like online theory, and then the practical was in Cape Town.
And what were some of the interesting takeaways from that course?
I think it was just like how to like deal with like the different dogs and like the different techniques.
It was you're reading dog language, body language.
Yes, body language.
And I believe, because I see it online sometimes, you know, when your dog sits with its back to you, it's not like it's being unfriendly. It's actually looking after you.
Yes.
It's showing trust and that it's looking after you.
Yes.
So that's a good thing. You know, some people get very offended. My dog sits with its back to me, doesn't look at me. No, that means it loves you, really.
Yes,
What are some of the other things that you see?
The other things that like most people don't know is like a tail wag. Obviously, everybody thinks like a dog's happy, but sometimes if the tail's wagging too much, then it's actually because they're stressed.
Yeah.
Or like, you always get the funny videos of like when dogs feel guilty.
Yeah.
It's actually not them feeling guilty. It's actually them being scared. So that's why they have like a whale eye where their eyes like a bit to the side. It's actually them being scared that you're shouting at them. It's not them feeling guilty.
So I think everyone that has animals should do a bit of a catch up on to understand, because we just assume dogs happy, tags wag.
Yeah.
I see often when the monkeys come calling that our German Shepherd is kind of engaging with them with a tail going, but I think it is stress because those monkeys sometimes, I like them a lot, but they tend to be a bit naughty.
Okay.
So that's interesting. Cats are different though.
Yes, cats are different. We actually mainly did, I was only dog behavior, so it wasn't any cat behavior, but cats are just very independent and keep to themselves.
Yeah.
I believe that cats own you. You don't own a cat.
Yes, that is very true.
Hey?
Yes.
So, but and how do you relate to them? You say you walk them sometimes.
Well, you do get like the cats that need to be on like a harness and then they get walked.
Seriously?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow. I've never seen that, but it's a thing, is it?
Yes, yeah.
Where do you walk them? Because I know dogs, you can walk on the promenade.
Yes, just like in the apartment, in the estate.
You don't take them to the beach and go for a stroll.
No.
That wouldn't work. But cats also, I believe, have interesting ways of communication.
Yes.
Can you? What are some of the things you've observed?
I haven't really observed much about cats.
Well, we had a cat once that if ever we were naughty, you know, if we went away, if, you know, for an evening for dinner or something,
and
it felt that we should be back with her. When we came home, it had done a wee on the bed, just like that. Hey. And it was cats just like naughty. That. It was a Siamese cat. So we didn't go out much either. That's how they are.
Like cats get mad. Like when I pet it and then the owners come back, they always like ignore the owner.
Oh
like,
my goodness.
Yeah. They do that.
They do.
Albert, they're gorgeous. I mean, But
some dogs do that too.
Yes.
Some dogs have personalities like that. But what do you do when you encounter maybe a vicious dog?
I just usually like play calming music, or like I stand, like I don't like approach the dog, I let them approach me.
Okay.
I have treats to like create like positive reinforcement, like me having a treat is a good thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the best thing about your job?
I think it's being around like different animals and just being around animals. Like I absolutely love animals.
So do you have your own?
I do. I have a cat. Her name's Astrid. And then I did have a Labrador, but she passed on last year.
You're not going to get another?
No, I don't think I will at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still processing the loss.
I don't want to. Yeah.
Not yet. But it'll, in time. You know, like Harry Potter's wand, they find you. Hello. You see the circumstances.
Yeah.
The universe is kind that way.
Yeah.
Anyone listening to this wanting to engage your services, how do they go about finding you?
I'm on any social media, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram.
Under your name or your company name?
No, my company name, Blue Ginger Pet Sitting.
Blue Ginger Pet Sitting. Yeah. Well, this is going up as a podcast shortly, folks. So you don't need to, I was going to ask for numbers and things like that. Well, I will still, because when you listen back, you won't have to write it down. So what is your contact number?
My like number?
Yeah, if someone wanted to phone you.
072-576-0937.
So there you have it. You see the marvelous advantage of having a listen on demand podcast system is that you heard it on the radio and you didn't have to write it down and crash the car doing that. In the old days you had to grab a pen, and it was a disaster. But now you just listen on demand. If you're looking for a pet sitter, is this for any occasion? You do for just an evening if someone wants to go out and they don't want the cat to be on their bed, they'll call you.
Yes. I did this past weekend, somebody was at pet friendly accommodation and they wanted to go out for the day.
Okay.
So I just looked after the dogs.
It's as short as a day or a couple of hours, or as long as a holiday or something like that.
Yes.
You'll live in and you'll look after the house, I'm sure, as well.
Yes, well.
So there's the double advantage. And I'm sure references are available.
Yes.
And you've only had good references, I'm sure.
Yes, they're all on our page as well.
You see?
Nice.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Top tip, you know. We tend to love to communicate and spread the good news about businesses in Ballito and environs that are good.
Yeah.
Because that tends to create a healthy local economy.
Yeah.
And let's face it, there are lots of rogues and vagabonds out there. We don't want to get involved with them.
Mm-hmm.
And we won't ever, not knowingly or willingly. You hear it on Radio Life and Style, or read it in any of our publications, you know it's dependable, because, well, we take effort and trouble to make sure that our guests, as we call Rachel. Rachel is a guest, believe it or not. She's terrifying. and she's a wonderful pet sitter, folks. So if you're looking for that service, you know where to go. Blue Ginger and Rachel Kitchen at your service. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
On The Morning Show. I hope we'll see you again soon.
Yes, thank you very much.
And the show continues.